Joel 2 verse 28, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." It is time to spread the undiluted gospel to the dying world. An expository moment wrapped up with the power of the Holy Ghost. This is Pure Gospel Moment with Mark Miracle. Get set for an encounter with a God who changes identity.
Today is December. While you're still standing, I want you to think from January to December. And I want you to begin to count your blessings. Everything God has done for you. Just within a few seconds, count your blessings. And if you can count anything the Lord has done for you, kindly walk up here to share your testimony. You did not step in this year the same way you are. If you know there is anything God has done for you and you want to share with God's people, please kindly walk up here and share your testimony.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for this great opportunity. Good evening, church. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for the life that God has given to me, preserving me till this day. The life alone is enough. So many people died yesterday. So many people could not even see today. But because of God loves me so much, He kept me today. He kept me today. It is not by my power. It is not because I'm the best or whatever. But because His grace is upon my life. Because I don't deserve it. But His love towards me, His love towards me is beyond measure. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the life that you're giving to me. I appreciate you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I didn't hear that hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for what He has done in my life. My name is Deborah Lagba. First of all, I want to thank God for the life of my mother. One day, she called me and was telling me that I have a pain. I have one pain at the left hand side of my abdomen. So even when I told our daddy here, he said I should tell her that she should use that mantle that he gave to her to use it. So I forgot. So do you know that I wanted to tell her, she said, don't worry, because I've used it already, and it works for me. Hallelujah! I want to also thank God for my life, because I've been praying. I say, God, Father, which day will you promote me? But He didn't even allow me to Jesus. I want to give His only name for His blessings, for His promotion, for taking me out of Mbaba to GRA. Hallelujah! May His name and His name and His name be highly exalted. Very soon, PGC will go to GRA. Hallelujah!
Very soon, GRA will come to Baba.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Gospar. I want to appreciate God for all that He has done and all that He said to do. Because the year 2020, people said it was their worst year. Because of the COVID-19, the hardship. But for me, COVID-19 did not affect me. COVID-19 did not disturb me. Not that I'm not in Nigeria. I was in Nigeria. I'm still here. But this year, 2021, was was the difficult year in my life. I never thought for a second that I'll be alive to this moment. Only God in heaven knows what I've passed through, what 2021 did to me. But God in heaven made sure that 2021 did not see my end, but I saw 2021 end. I want to appreciate God for all that He has done. This year, 2021, the blessings of God, if I start mentioning it now, we are not going to go home. But don't worry. The blessings are much that you cannot even see beyond it. Only those that can see with their eyes can know that God has done something. I know that God has done so much that the calls, the favor, the open doors. Let me just hold it to you for that notice. I want to give God all the glory and all the honor. Thank you.
Lift those voices and scream. Hallelujah. I'm Princess Eze by name. First of all, I want to thank God. God has really done great things for me. 2020 was like since I was born. The year was, it went well for me. It was one of my best years ever. 2021, January, it continued. Not until March, the devil came in. It became a very, very challenging year for me. My mom was in and out of the hospital. Medical health, sickness from every side. I prayed. I informed our pastor. He also joined me in prayers. Today, my mom is strong. She's bouncing well. I also had a very challenging issue too with my roommate in school. She involved the police, and to the glory of God, God took over the case, and God has been perfecting it ever since then. I'm here to return all the glory back to God.
Hallelujah. Do we still? Okay.
Praise the Lord. Seriously, I don't know if I say I'm flabbergasted or I'm elated or I'm excited or I'm happy. But that was last year. I came to PGC with tears, seriously. I was shattered. I didn't know what else to do. My dad, they were meant to pay him his pension and all that, but everything was seized. Also, along the line, that was December. That was when I met Daddy. I was in my dream, like, they want to make me crippled. 2 weeks after, I couldn't move my legs. I met Daddy. Immediately, Daddy poured anointing on the ground and told me to step on it. I haven't moved from here to my junction. Everything ceased. Also, concerning my education, that was on April. Daddy called me out. Okay, he gave a word of knowledge that there is someone here, you've been crying, looking for you to write your work and your jam. Immediately I came out, I was crying, I was broken. Because I've always wanted to be a linguist. I've always wanted to be a newscaster, to broadcast news. So I came out, and Daddy prayed. It wasn't up to 24 hours after he prayed, the government paid my father. Calm down. Not only that, the devil thought he was wise. He wanted to eat up my dad's income then. My dad became ill. I came, my mom was complaining. I was like, God, Holy Spirit, help me. I met Daddy again. Daddy told me, go back, you'll be okay. I said, ah. That same week, he came back. I was like, what is this? I said, Mommy, what is going on? My mom was like, anyway, no problem. I went for my jump. I came out, I scored 212. You know, this year, the massive failure was much. But the way I saw it, I'm surprised, seriously. I went to my post-CME. That day, I was late. It was meant to be by 8 o'clock, but I got there by 11 o'clock. The way the exam was delayed, immediately I was entering, that was when they were calling my number. I am still surprised. I went there, I called 192. I wrote my WAEC. They held my WAEC. Nowhere for my admission, nothing. I came again, I was crying, I was like, Daddy, please, Daddy, I don't want to miss it. He told me, go back. I said, I should go back. He said, yes. I said, okay, no problem. My brother's like, I should go, because my last work, I got my work D7, and they said I can't use it. So when I met Daddy, Daddy was like, go back. My brother was like, okay, I should go and check. He told me, go back, that was on Wednesday, yes. I went to Uniport on Monday to meet one of the admission officers. And this time I met her, she was like, mathematics is not needed. I should just upload it. I was like, okay. I uploaded, I met Daddy again. Two things were just holding me. I came to church on 25th. I said, God, as I am going, this is what I want. Coming to church, I just said, let me use my friend's phone to check. it was said that I was given admission. And not only that, my course, giving admission for my course was closed. I am the only person that was given admission for my course. For my course and the money, everything I need to further myself in school has been provided. I have come to give God all the glory.
Praise the Lord! Okay, I will end the testimony. It's me that will end it. Hope nobody's giving testimony again. Okay. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for His faithfulness upon my life. I was running a school let me just break it down. And I was having so many challenges from my family to my brother. And the one that was making me very excited was the one I came to tell Daddy, because you normally do a prayer in the night by 12 o'clock. So I wrote my own prayer point about my brother that was about to have a visa to travel to Barcelona. And I was telling Daddy about it. He said I should not worry. And the following morning, I saw a note, a voice note that he has already sent about prayer. I prayed and answered the amen. Only for my brother to call me 2 days later and was like, "Ah, babe." I said, "What is it?" He said, "You see that visa they tell you about? I mean, they don't do them. Just wait very soon. Your boy, they come up for Nigeria." I was like, "Jesus Christ, I can't believe it." I was running up and down inside the shop. My mother was like, "Bessie, calm down now. What is it?" I said, Mama, this one is not even for calming down. I cannot calm down in this one." And I thank God for that one. Another one was when Daddy brought me on the altar here and was talking about money, that money will not lack in my hand and I will see money to open my own shop and all that. So within 2 weeks, I lost my ATM card. And I was shattered. I didn't go to work. I was like asking God, "Why?" You said money will not lack in my hand. Why is this one now lacking in my hand? All my money was just withdrawn. Only for my uncle to call my brother and was like, "I'm going to send money to Blessing." And my brother called me and was like, "You dey complain for money too much. I open your account, take this money, I beg." I was like, "Jesus Christ, God, thank you." I think I could not believe that my uncle that doesn't, he can, for the last 6 years, he doesn't know me. As in, he has not seen me before. It was not like, "Bless you, take money. But I was very happy. I said, "May his name alone be highly exalted and glorified." And lastly, I want to thank God for a miracle morning. My brothers, because my pastor was talking about shop. That one, I will not hold it back. My brothers, they were like, "B, what's up now? How far? 2022, how are you going to do it?" I don't know. God will provide. Okay. God will provide. Let God come and provide this one. Just don't worry. I'm sending 50K in your account January. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I cannot believe this. I want to give God all the glory and honor. And I thank God for Pastor for answering his call. I say, "May the name of the Lord Almighty is real, my sister. May his name alone be highly exalted in Jesus' name."
In the name of Jesus. Okay, I have a testimony to share. Last year, I stepped in here. I think that was crossover night. I came here with Pastor said we should write whatever thing we don't want to see in our life and whatever thing we want to happen in 2020, in 2021, and we should drop it in this expectation box. We are going to put it in this expectation box and we are going to burn some. So anything we don't want to see in our life and anything we are expecting God to do for us in 2021. So I wrote down my own, and one of them was, "Father, I want to graduate from the university," because when I was supposed to graduate, I didn't graduate that time. But in this 2021, I want everything to be settled. So I wrote it and I dropped it. And today is making it 1 year. But before that 1 year, the first list that came out, my name was there. And it came out without any stress. So I want to return the glory to God. And the second testimony I want to share, at the beginning of this month, a friend of mine lost her mom, so he called me that he's burying his mom on the 29th of December. He also sent me the material, the clothes. He just sent me the picture. Then I walked in here on the night of solution. As we are about concluding, Pastor Frank A.B. said, "There is somebody here. You're going for a burial on the ending of December. And you are not going to die the death of another person." He prayed and canceled everything. So when the boy called me and said I should come and pick the material at Genesis here, while I was going, my mind was telling me, this thing you're going to pick might be the last shirt you're going to wear after making it. I said, it's not going to happen. Pastor Frank Ebi prayed against it. When I gave it to pastor's wife to make it for me, as I was coming, my body kept telling me, don't go, don't go. I said, if I don't go, then that means I'm not going to testify. So I will go, and after everything, I will testify. So I want to thank God I went there, nothing happened. Although when I went there, I saw some faces I didn't like, but I kept declaring it. Pastor Ebi declared that nothing is going to happen, and nothing is going to happen. So I came back successfully, nothing, no accident. I thank God for preserving my life, and I return the glory to Him.
So what do? Stand to our feet and begin to appreciate God. Father, we thank you for all these testimonies. None did I do. Only the God of heaven did all. We are just mere vessels. He passes through us to declare words. He passes through us to wrought great signs and wonders. I didn't do any. Father, we thank you for all these testimonies in Pure Gospel Citadel. Thank you because we know you will do more and more. Thank you because you say when Jesus is lifted up, you will glorify us. You glorify yourself. Father, thank you for glorifying yourself in PGC. Thank you for all these testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You think you have heard testimony? Wait until you enter 2022. Wait until you enter 2022, where you will hear testimonies. And you it will start with you. When they will say, see this small picking for car, or not be your papa car, not your car. Yes, so somebody claim it. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus as you have your seat in God's presence. While we wait for those coming, we'll be praying oil on the head of some persons. The church is expanding daily. Most of our members have gone for Christmas. Most are still on their way. But I believe that you here, God will do great and mighty things in your life in the name of Jesus. Put on the screen Exodus chapter 28 verse 41. Exodus chapter 28 verse 41 says, and thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his son with him, and shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Exodus chapter 28 verse 41. Praise the Lord. This section, we're going to be anointing three of our ministers. It's not up to 2 months or 1 month they've joined here, and they have joined the workforce. And they'll be officiating in different capacities. As we call them, we tell you what they do. They come to the altar, they will kneel down, we lay hands on them and pray for them. Next year, the harvest is ripe. There are many, many laborers are needed. Both evangelism, officiating in the house of God, and many several other things. The first person, he is Minister Sam, just took the testimony. We've anointed him here before this time during our anniversary. You all know him as the testimony officer. He's the master coordinator of ceremonial events, and he's also acting on the capacity of my assistant here. Clap for God, clap for Jesus. So he's not among the people we are anointing today. The new people we are anointing today, the person I'm going to be calling to the altar, he's a soul establishment and evangelism coordinator here. He's the youth minister, and he is also a prayer minister on the altar. Let's bring Minister Clinton to the altar. We have a very great minister in the house. She ministers with agility. Her voice are tremendous. When she prays, the devil runs 440. Let's put our hands together as we bring Mommy Nene to the altar. We'll lay hands on her and pray for her. So, you know, they already have it in them. It says, well, by the laying of the hands that the gift might come alive. When you lay the hands, the gift come alive. The next person I'm going to be calling is in charge of protocol. He's also in the music ministry, and he also our publicity admin. Let's put our hands together to bring Minister God's power to the altar. Then the person I'm going to bring last but not the least, he is in charge of the media and is also in the evangelism coordinate group. Let's put our hands together to bring to the altar Minister Chikezie. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hands towards these people. Begin to pray for them. He said, when I sent you, lack ye anything, that God will help them. They won't lack anything. Where they need to serve God with finance, let God provide it. Where they need to serve God with sense, let God give them wisdom. Where they need to serve God with strength, let God give them courage. Where they need to serve God, let God be there. Begin to pray for them. Stretch out your hands towards them. Repo shandala gede zepro shetele gede. We pray for these ones, O God of heaven. You have called them and set them apart today. You have chosen them. Say you are a choosing priesthood. You are choosing generation, a royal priesthood. Called and set apart for my glory. Father, anoint these ones. As the anointing come out on them, Father, use them. Use them. From today, let the eyes of the enemy be blinded towards these ones. Let fear go off. Let lack go off. Let your glory come upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. At the laying of these hands, let the gift upon you come alive. Let the wisdom to push the work of God in PGC to another level come alive in you. As I lay these hands on you, let the power of the Holy Ghost take over you. The ideas that will move this place to another level, let God give it to you. Just the same way Aaron and his children were of help to Moses, become a helpmeet to this kingdom to this church in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. May everything that stands as lack leave you. As you climb the altar, let the altar of darkness shatter. As you open your mouth to speak, let the devil say, this voice, I know it, and let them run. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you stand up from here, the identity you wear before, let them leave you. And let the new identity of Christ come upon you in the name of Jesus. Stand up in victory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Who is ready for the big one? You ready? Who is ready? You want to hear what 2022 has now? You want to hear what 2022 has now? You know, every crossover, God used to give me things that will happen in that year. 2021, He gave me so many things. The clip, if we do it now, we won't meet up 12 to close by 12. We prophesied about fire. A fire, popular market in Nigeria, caught fire. Prophesied about men of God that God will call home. It happened. So many, I can't remember. Past presidents, so many. I just can't remember. There are 30 of them. In that 30, I don't think there is anyone I can remember that didn't come to pass. God did them all. God showed me again 50 prophecies of what is going to happen in 2022. Mark them. When I finish saying it, mark it down. You open it up and check it yourself. I don't say what's enticing words. I say what God revealed to me. He revealed to me 2021. I saw it. They happened. And as they are happening, I used to post them for men to see. But if somebody will ask now, how does he hear these things? How does he say, I will take you to the book of John 16 verse 13 to know how I used to hear about the next year, to know how I used to hear about things that will happen. It's Jesus that said this. John chapter 16 verse 13. Put it on screen before I share the prophecies. John 16 verse 13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own, but He will speak whatever He hears. He will also declare to you what is to come. So when you have the Holy Spirit, He can tell you what is to come in your family, in your life. This is the Bible. You believe that Jesus came to take away the sins of the world. True, of course. You believe, for God so loved the world that He came, His only. You believe that scripture. This is also a scripture. Believe it. So the Spirit will come. He will tell you. Have you ever wanted to go out somewhere and something happened? Say, something told me not to pass here. Have you had that instinct? That was the Spirit of God speaking to you. All you have to do is to train yourself to know how to hear Him more. This, He showed me November. He showed me on November, this December, one had already happened. Titan Bank
about to be taken over by Titan Bank, about to take over. Is it UBA or you what? Union Bank. It was on my prophecy since November, since it was prepared, printed and kept. The prophecies were there. So I said, the day I'm going to review this, they will think, it just happened. Now that is when he's saying it. No, it has been there. Number one, I see one of the 2023 presidential candidates being mourned. One of them, Clapo, is negative prophecy. If God can avert it. I'm just telling you what I saw. One of the 2023 presidential candidates, I see him being mourned. So he needs prayer. Number two, the Pope, the Queen of England, President of Russia, and the President of North Korea all need their prayers and intervention from God. This 2022, the weather is too thick for them. The Queen of England, the Pope, the President of Russia, North Korea, President of North Korea, the weather is too thick around them. Number three, there is a serious casualty about to happen in Nigerian railway line. There should be a constant check. These things are recorded because we have to post them online. There should be a constant check on the borders, people entering the rail, the new rail that they just launched, the one that China built. There should be a constant check on the rails. There should be a constant check on the train. And there should be a constant check on the road. I see serious casualty, no distraction. Number four, I see Nigerians mourning two of our major music exports. The two major music exports celebrated in this country, I see two of them being mourned in Nigeria this 2022. Watch out. Number five, in 2022, Port Harcourt will bet another creative talent, that is another music star, to be celebrated nationwide and beyond the shores of Nigeria. Watch out for this young person. The way messaging will happen, that's the way the person will happen. It will be from Nigeria. Number six, I see what seems to be like a wipe off of full sports team in what seems like a crash, but prayer can avert this. Number seven, something will happen characterized by almost what seems to be a judgment day for leaders sponsoring evil. The cup is overflowing from the top government to the local government. Confusion, demise, disorganized and disastrous outpours is deemed for sure unless they turn to God for mercy and help. 2022 is the beginning of judgment day for most of our political leaders. They will be dying like chicken if they don't change. Number eight, I see a major attack on the church in Nigeria that would affect most of its leaders and founders. It will come like confiscation of church major properties. It will be a trial moment, but the faithful will come out strong. The gate of hell will not prevail. When you hear they've started seizing properties that belong to churches, whether it's airplane, whether it's buildings, whether it's land, it starts from massive churches. Now it's how the attack will come. But the gate of hell can never prevail against the church of God. They will start, but they won't end it well. Number nine, intensify your heartfelt intercession for Nigeria from March to May. March, April, May, these 3 months. If you love Nigeria, pray for her very well. These 3 months will be characterized with what could groom or doom us. What could groom or doom Nigeria? Number 10, every family in the South, this is what I gave this prophecy 2 Sundays ago. I said, number 10, be careful, hear it very well. Every family in the South, in the East, in the West, must wake up to planting some fruits that come from the North. Yam and all the cash crops you get from the North. At least the ones that our soil can grow. I see something happening that would cause major blockage of some vital food items from the North to this part of the country. Avoid to be taken at unawares. Use the land you have around you to plant some vegetable, plant some things you can harvest and cook and eat. It has happened before, 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. Something happened. The North didn't bring onions here. They didn't bring yam. They didn't bring rice. They didn't bring beans. It was disaster in South. And that is, Gary, everything increased. I see something like that happening between an election again. Number 11, a Port Harcourt-based church founder to be arrested and locked up for fraud practiced on the altar. This can be averted by quickly turning away from cunning deception used to hold his or her members spellbound. This particular pastor used this spell on his member. He will be arrested this year if he does not change. Doing fake prophecy. This 2022. Number 12. President of one of the East African countries goes home. This death could have been prevented, but it reoccurs again. One of the West African countries. In one of the West African countries before the year end. Number 13. I hear the noise of automobile tumbling from one of Port Harcourt's flyover, causing serious casualty. Drivers, please drive safe. This can be averted. Drivers flying flyovers like you are flying on plane, be careful. Number 14, the richest man in Africa, I didn't call any name. In case you want to say anything, I did not call any name. The richest man in Africa can be me, can be you, can be anybody. Did I call anybody's name? The richest man in Africa needs the biggest of all prayer intercession this 2022. He needs the biggest of all prayer this 2022. I see a button about wanting to shift. Number 15. There is another collapse of the church building waiting to happen. And a school with casualties ranging up to 50 persons. Every public building must be given serious attention and supervision by the appropriate authorities to avert this. Check your buildings. Big mighty, those building mighty mansions, check your buildings. The gate of hell cannot prevail against the church. 16. Watch out for another major crash of an online Ponzi scheme that people never believed was a Ponzi scheme. This will happen almost within the first half of this year. This year, 2022, and I see many youths, many young persons running into moving vehicles to take their own lives because of the unbearable trauma at the cost of the heavy amounts they have invested. Nigerian youths, be careful. Quick money does not work like that. 17. Top secret about a well-respected pastor, a father in this Nigeria, will be revealed and it will almost affect his image. And his image might greatly be tarnished. And many might lose hope on Christianity. But know that man is not God. So don't lose hope on Christianity. But know that man is not God. Believe in God when this happens. That man is not God. 18. Many people will sell off their valuables at a very cheap and giveaway price. Ranging from politicians to some unrepentant businessmen and women. Children of light should be wise to save for 2022. For this year is a year of gathering of wealth for Christians. You will see car that is supposed to buy 1 million. You will buy 300,000 this 2022. Save for it. I know what I'm saying. Somebody have walked up to us and said, this thing I want to give it away at a giveaway price. We bought it at... In fact, look around here and there is nothing you will see here that is worth huge amount that we bought that amount. It's all at giveaway price. 2020, somebody, you know how it will happen. Many will deceptively think that they will win election. They may, and not knowingly they will not win. They will sell off their valuables just to print posters, just to campaign, just to do so many things. This is the time you will cash in as a child of light to buy all those things they use our own money to gather. Did you not see it now? Did you hear it? So save, children of light. That year you will gather crowds. You will gather wealth. Which number am I now? 19. One of the former Nigerian presidents, a head of state, goes home in 2022. I see another number 20. I see another demise of four great fathers of faith. This was too heavy in my mouth to declare. But I have to say what I saw. Last year I said how many? Five fathers of faith. Did you count it? Was this five? Five. God showed me four. Two are from outside Nigeria, including Ghana. two are from Nigeria. Let's pray for our fathers. God can avert this. Number 21, the water level on Nigerian soil will be so high. Do everything necessary to protect your homes that have never witnessed flood even before now. It will happen in such a way that even when people are calling on government to come and rescue them from flood, government will be busy bailing out water in some of their buildings. Mark 2022. As God showed me this, he showed me what to do too. Please, the water level will be so high. How did I study this? The people that study topography and all the rest, what do they call them? Do I know? The Holy Spirit just told me that the water level will be so high in 2022. Do everything in time to protect your stuffs so that water will not enter your houses. Which number am I supposed to go now? 21? No, I did 21 now. 22. I see an indefinite closure of schools in Nigeria and a height of threat to our educational system this year. Many may lose faith in school. Many go talk, say they know they go to school again. My daughter is rejecting it. God forbid, in Jesus' name. Any leader that want to frustrate our educational system, they will not see 2022. 23, there is about to happen another helicopter crash that could have been avoided. Please, all the aviation agencies should be at alert. Number 24, I see the wife of a notable founder, a great man of God, a Pentecostal ministry. I see the wife going home to be with the Lord. I saw it happening two times in Nigeria. Number 25, a particular bank, name withheld, needs to seek the face of God, starting from her headquarters down to every state branch. I see disaster around this bank. Around the third month, the signal will start playing out for the bank to know itself. This has to do with what I was telling you, but there's also a place I mentioned that. Number 26, I don't know why, but I still see death hitting on the biggest Nollywood faces. But this can be averted with prayer, sensitivity, and understanding of times by the actors and actresses. If they care to avert this, then God must be given the place due him. Most of them, they know what they did to become famous. That is where I end my sermon for that. They should know when to tell God, forgive me, I'm handing over to you. Number 27. 2022 will be a year of major business success for youths. This one is for youth. Say amen. Who are ready to seize opportunities? Not just youth. Who are ready to seize opportunity God is about to create? How will God create this opportunity? Advanced persons will have their attention drawn from something else this year. That has to be do with politics. And the sensitive youths who are ready to diversify will have a major cash in into business. Number 28, 2022 is a year where the foundations of this world will be shaken up. 2022, there's this place inside. I'll be so happy to see my lovely people. I will see your face one-on-one inside. 2022 is a year. As you are coming inside, many will come into your dwelling place and they will favor you in Jesus' name. That one is for you, sir. That prophecy is for you. Say amen. I love you so much. 2022 is a year where the foundations of the earth will be shaken up. Continents, world powers, and the smallest nations will be shaken up by a little few who has for a long time devised the mechanism that will play out in 2022. This mechanism tried to play out with Ebola, it didn't work. Tried to play out with COVID-19, it didn't work. This mechanism can come in form of a code. When that thing happens, that code, when you dissolve that code, it will give you a number. When it happens, I will post it on social media. You will see it yourself. It will come in form of a code. Is it the end? Somebody will ask. No, it's not the end yet. But a pointer and a reminder to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So be ready. Number 29. The first 4 months in 2022 calls for a serious intercession for the eastern part of the country. The eastern part have suffered a lot. We have to pray for them. Something will happen that may cause complete breakdown of every government apparatus. Tension and a state of emergency is around the corner. if care is not taken. Number 30, in the first half of 2022, there will be a serious political clash between two popular ethnic groups in River State for the seat of the governor. What may lead to the opposition party taking over River State is not far from this. It's not far from the present government being unable to intermediate and bring peace between these two, who are also in the same party. Peace between these two is certainly an answer. Let me explain this. There are two people in the ruling party. They are from two ethnic groups. I don't know their name. This person is saying it's me. Another person is saying it's him. If care is not taken, if one leaves, it might cause the opposition party to take over the state. So it is left for the leader in charge to know how to ameliorate or to settle the peace between these two people. Because if those two ethnic people join the political fight, opposition party might take over River State. It's a prophecy. 31. A River Son emerges candidate for vice president in a major party, political party. I don't know how sure, but let's see how it goes. God is the one that revealed it. 32. I see the happening, this thing happening twice in 2022. Another market on fire in Port Harcourt. This can be averted, so traders, please be sensitive. Fire extinguisher is not too costly. Get one for yourself. Number 34, I'm running because it's almost 12, 11, and we'll have to close by sharp 12. Number 34. Number 33. Introduction of a form of currency, money, in some parts of Western countries and the parts of African countries. Number 34. Is I see to read 50 prophecies, you know, be here. Don't deny yourself. Praise the Lord. I just wanted you to smile. Number 34. I see the change of the name and ownership of a popular bank in Nigeria. Many staff are seriously affected and they lost their job. This is where I was telling you, Titan Bank. Number 36. Number 34 now. 5. Within a space of 4 months, two well-known first-class monarchs bows out, of which one is from south-south and the second from the other part of the country. Number 36. It will happen that some citizens of an African country will be taking refuge in Nigeria in their hundreds in what seems to be a civil unrest, war, and breakout in that country. Number 37. I see a major hospital, church, and assembly complex, national assembly complex of a particular state and a petrol station on fire. They will all happen at different times, but it is an incident that could have been avoided, which has to do, one has to do with the instant states. Number 38, I see a community on fire and scores of youths losing their lives in what seems to be an explosion from a fire outbreak not far from Bunkre, Bay Fire, as we call it in our local parlance. So they should be careful how they do those petrol and stuff. I see a full community on fire. Youth, be careful. Number 39. I see the forceful closure of a TV station in Nigeria. And a particular mobile network in Nigeria may likely not see the end of 2022. Number 40. Another female Nigerian medical personnel celebrated globally for a major feat achieved in the medical space. Number 41. It will happen that multiple properties belonging to some political public figures will be set ablaze by angry youths who are in demand for something. This may lead to riots in some states, starting from the FCT, West, Central West, and some eastern part of the country. I see youths marching naked in the streets. The only remedy to this is for the leaders to stop distancing themselves from the youth and giving them solution. Number 42. Like never before, angry customers march in hundreds before a particular bank across Nigeria in demand for their money, which seems almost lost. But shortly, normalcy will return with a promise to get their monies back in time. Number 43, I see vacancy in two government houses of two states in Nigeria, one of which an elected governor will be sent packing, and the other will be demised. Number 44, I see the home call of one of the vice chancellors of a popular university within the South. This debt could be averted if the person will quickly
meet up for intervention to God. Number 45, another situation will arise that we warrant the total grounding of all flights within Nigeria, but wouldn't last more than a month. Number 46, I see long days of trekking dawning on Nigerians. This is not unconnected to the problems arising from petroleum product sector. It will be really harsh, painful than ever experienced, but it will come under control. When that time comes, many people trek it because of hiking price. Don't worry, it will come under control. 47, I see an explosion rocking a government house, government parastatal and government building, inclusively a bank. This can be averted by giving more attention to security than tribal matters. Number 48, I see a report of sudden disappearance of some humans from the face of the earth. It will be recorded that humans, they disappeared from the earth. 2022. Number 59b, not like they kidnapped them and disappeared. So, have you heard that Elijah didn't die? He was taken up. That is divine disappearance. That is, I don't mean that somebody will just be stolen. 49b, a well-celebrated professor in Nigeria goes home. 50, many families, home, and individuals will embrace Christ in 2022. The sign of darkness, just wait for me. The sign of darkness over the world will be so much that men will run back to God without being compared. Churches should wake up for aggressive evangelism. Please, what you do is a seat. We have 15 of them. A seat, give 2 persons a seat. That is 50 prophecies I just read out. I just photocopied a few. You can photocopy to some person. And if you just share to some persons. I think I have one more here. I think a seat, give 1 person. Give this person. Just for your memory's sake. Are you ready to hear the word now? Are you ready to hear the word? We will hear the word. We'll hear the word and we'll declare our. We'll pray. How many of us came with the stone? We'll pray over the stone. After praying over the stone, we'll pray over those lists you made. We'll burn them on fire and we'll declare our year open. And you're going to enjoy your crossover. Are you understanding me now? Praise the Lord. Now you reduce the audio a little bit and hear the message. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this moment. We want to hear the message. Teach us in the language where we understand. And as we live here and enter 2022, we'll become bigger and better than we were in 2021 in Jesus' name. The topic for today's crossover service is crossover to my better days. Somebody say, I'm crossing over to my better days. You didn't say it like you understand that you are crossing over to your better days. Say, I am crossing over to my better days. I am crossing over to my better days. Our text is taken from Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18. It says, for sure there is an end. Somebody say there is an end. To that poverty there is an end. To that sickness there is an end. To that lack there is an end. To that borrowing, there is an end. To everything that has made me weep in 2021, there is an end in Jesus' name. And thine expectation shall not be cut off. Whatever the devil has stolen from you, God will restore it at the cost of this service. No, that amen is for your shoes. Say amen that God will hear. Yes, this is like you are ready to cross over. Because the year has come to an end. The battle of the enemy over your life has come to an end. Because the year has come to an end. Taking drugs every week has come to an end. Because the year has come to an end. Near success syndrome has come to an end. Because the year has come to an end. Lack and want has come to an end. In the name of Jesus. What is the meaning of crossover? Crossover is a point or place of crossing from one side to another. The point of jumping from one place to another is what we call crossover. For instance, this road is NTA road, right? And the road like this is Ikwere Road, right? Rome Okuta Junction. The intersection between Ikwere Road and NTA Road is Rumokuta roundabout, right? By the time you get to Rumokuta, that is the point of crossover into Ikwere Road. When you leave NTA Road and you reach Rumokuta and jump into Ikwere Road, does your body change? Will your body now be smelling Ikwere Road and start smelling NTA Road? Your body won't change. Will your height increase? Will anything change physically? That is the same way as we are seated here. This hand now turn from 11, enter 12. Will your body change? Will your height increase? Will anything happen? No. No physical change at the point of crossover, but there is a spiritual change. And it is only those who are spiritually aware of these times that can control their calendars. So when you enter physically, then nothing has changed. And just those years now, we don't enter. That's physically. But when you understand times and seasons, spiritually you can control your calendar. Am I speaking to somebody? And to those who will enter in spirit and in truth, say, they that serve me in truth and in spirit. As you enter with the understanding that you are crossing over into your better days, the God of heaven will make you not see the Egyptians that chased over you in the name of Jesus. Why crossover? Why do we want to crossover? Number one, why must we have an occasion for a crossover? Like new from next year now, every first day of the month, we have to be coming here to pray and declare that month open. Starting from this crossover now, why do we celebrate crossover? Number one, God respects time and season. That is why at the church, everywhere they are gathered now, they want to cross over in the presence of God. Because one, God understands time and season and he respects it. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 says, why the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will not cease. So God respects times and seasons. So if God respects times and seasons, he knows Harmattan. God knows Harmattan. He knows rainy season. He knows January. He knows December. So he understands time and season. And he respects it. And if we love God, so we respect what he respects. Number two, God is never static. He loves doing a new thing when the former gets older. Please, there's space inside. I welcome you all. God bless you as you keep coming in. God loves doing what? New things. That is why we are marking crossover. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 to 19 says, remember you not the former things. Somebody say, I'm not remembering the former things. The money that God lost, I'm not remembering it. The delay I had before something happened, good happened, I'm not remembering it. He said what? Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. God will do a new thing in 2022. God will do a new thing in 2022. He said, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Say, I will know it. I will know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Number three, God respects process. He wants us to number our days and go through the process to better our wisdom. In the book of Psalm chapter 90 verse 12, he says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply unto wisdom. So God wants you to number your days. He created the first day. If he did not want you to number your days, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 5, he wouldn't have created the first day. Look at how he created the first day. Genesis chapter 1 verse 5. And God called the light day and called the darkness night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. If that is the first day, that means that is the last day. And today is the last day of what? 2022. So God is not static. He wants you to keep on progressing. You see why we celebrate the crossover service? We mark it prophetically. Number four, why do we mark crossover service? God is not stagnant. So he's always in the business of moving his children from a path into another until the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says, for the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more to the perfect day. You shine the light in 2021. But hear me, the perfect light is coming to in 2022. You are not serious? Are you serious? Do you mean that this is the amen you give to that prophecy? Say, my light is shining better in 2022. My business is bringing forth in 2022. In case you are not saying it well, say, open your mouth, I will feel it. Say, my business is bringing forth in 2022. The enemies who chase me in 2021, they will not see me in 2022.
angels are here. As you have spoken, they have carried it and they will execute it in the name of Jesus. Crossover season and its significance. What are the significances of crossover season? The significance. One, the battles become usually tough when a better day is getting closer. When the tunnel becomes darker, it means that the light is ahead. When the day is darker, it means that the morning light is about to come. True, of course. So the crossover season, sometimes it becomes tougher. You see, December, people say, it be like this, it be like that. Don't worry. It's because you are getting to a sunlight. Do you understand me? Hear this. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. The Egyptians toughened their attack on the Israelites at the moment they wanted to cross over the Red Sea. They have released them. Oh, go. They released the Israelites. Go. The Israelites got to a point where the Red Sea was in front of them. Tell me what happened to Pharaoh that he woke up again and said, let's chase after them. Just like now, we want to cross over. We are getting ready. We want to cross over. And a demon sits somewhere and says, let them do their own finish. That demon will go blind. They will go blind. And the one that wants to manifest as human agent, they will die. So, the battle becomes tough. So, Exodus chapter 14 verse 10 says, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israelites lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Look at verse 23 for time. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariot, and his horsemen. Look at verse 28. And the waters returned and covered the chariot and the horsemen and all the horses of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not such one after them. They have released the Israelites. Go. Tell me why they are running after them again. To chase them, to bring them back. Any Egyptians that want to bring you back to the experience you had in 2021, the Egyptians you saw, you will not see them any longer. You will not see them any longer. You will not see them any longer. Two, it is a moment of tough decisions. Crossover period. You see, this is the time people write my New Year resolution. It is a moment of tough decision. Despite the double thoughts, choose to enter the year with one-minded approach towards victory. Despite what you have passed through in this year, choose to say, this year I'm entering, no, this is the level I've fought. I am increasing the fight. I'm not going back. You can't go back to the vomit. Are you hearing me? It was a very difficult moment convincing the children of Israel that they can cross and take over Canaan. Moses selected 12 spies. Go and spy Canaan. They finished spying Canaan and came out. Just like most of us, we have seen into 2022, we saw youth will take over. I just said it now, youth will take over. And you now begin to remember the battles you faced in 21. You're asking, can I take over? I say you can take over. So Joshua and Caleb told them, he stilled the people. This is in the book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 2, 6 to 7. Joshua and Caleb told them, be still, we'll be able to take over. So enter 2022 with courage. Say, this year I will enter. And I will take over. COVID-19 didn't take me. Omicron, what did they call it? Or this variant or this, what did they bring again? It didn't take you. Ebola didn't take you. Poverty came. Didn't. Most of yours, from January to December, they told you sit down and write down how you feed yourself. You will ask yourself, how did the money come? You can't write. Some days you wake up and say, how? Yet God showed forth. Am I speaking to somebody? If you conquered all this, come on, 2022, you will conquer more. In the mighty name of Jesus. During moments of crossover, never doubt prophetic messages and declarations with unbelief. If God said you can take over, then you can. We said this is our year of divine takeover. Did we take over? Yes. So whatever God has given us for 2022, when we declare it, you too, you will take over. Am I speaking to somebody? So when moments of prophecies happen like this, when I'm saying this, you say amen with all the belief in your heart. Four practical steps of crossing into my better days. Four practical steps. Then you bring out down your stones to pray. Four practical steps. How do I move into 2022 better? Number one, engage the presence of God to go before you. Engage what? The presence of God to do what? Go before you. It was the presence of God that dried up River Jordan, which stood as an obstacle before the Israelites. You know, when Joshua, when they got to River Jordan, Joshua chapter 3 verse 1, verse 5 and 17. I'm not reading all this because of time. When Joshua
They got, look at the River Jordan, look at them, they can't cross. He told the priests of Levite, carry the ark of the Lord, the ark of covenant. Step into the water with the ark. The ark represents the presence of God. When you step into the ark, the ground, the water will dry. When the water dries, the children of Israel will pass. They stepped into the ark. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, today I will begin to exhort you in the sight of all the Israelites, so that they will know that I will be with you just as I was with Moses. Check verse 5. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Verse 17. And the priests that bear the ark of covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry land, and the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed on dry ground until the people were passed clean. Some of us think it's only the Red Sea that was divided. Not only the Red Sea, River Jordan also divided. Red Sea was divided with a staff. River Jordan, they carried the ark. The ark symbolizes what? The presence of God. They carried the ark into the water. Water dried. People crossed over. Now you are in the presence of God. You are carrying the presence of God into 2022. As you carry the presence of God into 2022, every River Jordan waiting for you will dry. Every River Jordan waiting for you will dry. Every River Jordan waiting for you will dry. And you will walk on dry ground in the name of Jesus. How do I cross how do I cross over River Jordan into 2022? River Jordan can symbolize anything evil. Number two, testify to the wonders of God to others. Like people have testified now, 2021, God did this to me. God did this one for me. God did this one for me. Now, 2022, God say he overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimonies. So when you enter with your testimony. Look at what happened. When God said, carry the ark and enter the River Jordan, and the river dried. Look at what happened. Joshua chapter 4 verse 1 to 3. God told the children of Israel to pick up stones in that place that water dried. After the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, verse 2. Choose 12 men from the people, one man each tribe, faster, verse 3. And commanded them, saying, take your hands out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood, send 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging places where ye shall lodge this night. Verse 6. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye these stones? Verse 7. Then ye shall answer them, the waters of Jordan were cut off and break the ark in the covenant. You see, when your children will see these stones that you pick inside water in the future, they will ask, what is this stone doing in the house? It is for a testimony. Use it to testify to them that we crossed over water. So when you enter 2022, poverty came. It didn't kill me. I came over. Sickness came. I didn't die. So 2022, you can't. Do you understand the power of testimony now? That is the stone you picked up from the River Jordan. When your children come, say, look at, this is what happened in 2021. It didn't take me. 2022 can't take me. Even when the government capsized in 2021, it didn't kill me. 2022 won't kill me. The price of things increased. Yet, I was able to buy food and I ate. 2022, let them come. Whatever way they want to come, it won't kill me. I was telling a taxi driver here, I said, from here to that place is 100 naira. I said, even though it's 1,000 naira, one way or the other, God will provide for us. We'll pay and we'll go. Are you hearing me? We didn't die. That was the time we paid 20 naira from here to Rumokuta. That was the time we paid 13 naira. He said 15 naira now. He said 100 naira. I said, even 1,000. God will provide. That is faith. When faith speaks, God comes into manifestation. Who is ready to enter 2022 with your testimonies? God will answer it in the name of Jesus. Number three, believe that the physical is controlled by the spiritual. Not just crossing into 2022 physically. Believe that the physical... Make room for mama. Make room for mommy so that she will come inside. Believe that the physical is controlled by the spiritual. Exodus 14 verse 13 to 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which way he will show you to this day. For the Egyptians whom you see, you will see them no more. When I speak words, they are physical, but they are spiritual fruits I'm sowing into your life. Seeds I'm sowing into your life. And the fruit will start manifesting from the day one of 2021. Somebody here, if you will not forget to come on Sunday to testify,
The money somebody will give you on New Year, you have not received it any of your New Years. Yes, if you can come on Sunday to testify, to prove that God gave this prophecy, the money you receive on all your New Years, you have not received it before. They will remember somebody in the name of Jesus. Number four, finally for the message, cross into the New Year with a very strong and courageous heart. Enter 2022 with a strong heart. Why did I say this? The cross has 4 points. Here is the cross of the teaching. The cross has what? 4 points. North, south, west, east. It has 4 points, right? You have the beam like this. You have the beam like this. They didn't support anything to hold here. 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 They just tied the rope at the center where the beams crossed. Do you know the picture of a cross? Now they nailed it at the center. Because this is a strong part. They nailed Jesus on the leg. They nailed him on this heart. They nailed him here. Did they nail the chest? That is a strong part. Nothing. This hand was bleeding. This hand was bleeding. The thorn of crown. The crown of thorn was on his head, if you can remember. Head was bleeding. Yeah, was bleeding. Did they affect his heart? Nothing can near your heart. If Satan come on the left, come on the right, come down, come up, this is where your courage is. This is where hold the cross. With this place, you can carry any cross on this world. Enter 2022 with a heart of a lion. Say, nothing can do me. Say, somebody say, I'm entering with a lion heart. And nothing can near this heart. If you pick anything, leave here with this illustration. They nailed him here. Nailed him here. Blood was bleeding here. It was bleeding here. They couldn't touch the heart. Because here is where the power is. Let the wind blow from north. Let it blow from south. East, west, up, down. Your heart is made up. When the heart is made up, you can carry any cross. And you can come out. And to those who will have a lion heart, I see you coming out victorious in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you this truth. It all begins with Jesus. They entered the year with the presence of God. I haven't done this before. I haven't said come to the altar before. But you want to enter 2021 with the presence of God. You know you need 2022 with the presence of God. Thank you. You need him. You need him. You don't need to be ashamed. This is the moment of decision. Walk to the altar. Say, God, I want to enter. I want to accept Jesus. I want to rededicate. I want to enter into 2022 with everything that has to do with Jesus. I want to rededicate. And to those who will come, I said something last Sunday. I said, those who will come to 2022 Thanksgiving, they are those who start with God, who serve God, and those who give to learning. So if I'm that person, you want to, everybody rise on your feet. I want to enter 2022 rededicating to Jesus, walking with Jesus, walking with God. As everyone speaks in tongues, begin to pray. Let such person come to the front now. It's a moment of decision and rededication to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You have made this decision. Heaven will decide this night to change your name to another name that hell will fear. You have made this decision. The angels will decide to bless you. The God who has called me will decide to remove your name from a place where no one knows you to a place where people will know you. Say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you all the days of my life. Forgive my sins. Forgive my mistakes. Come and have your way in my life. Let the light you put in me begin to shine afresh. Now, into 2022. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus, for these ones. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus, for these ones. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now we are entering the major business. Now, how many of us picked a stone from your heart as we are coming? You picked a stone. If you didn't pick a stone, I permit you to quickly, after this session, just go downstairs, pick a stone. But now, just hold on first. This is the last Sunday, last Friday of 2022. 2021, what is happening with me? I'm already inside 2022. Package the best of offering.
package the best of offering as the great woman of God comes to take offering. Put your hands together for Jesus. As you cast your offering, get ready the stones.
Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in God's presence this night? Hallelujah. It's offering time. If you know God has been so good to you, you know God has done so many great things in your life, package a quality offering to say thank you. This is the end of the year. Package a quality offering. If you have packaged, repackage it. To say, God, thank you for what you have done for me. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for life. Thank you. If you have done that, lift it up above your head and begin to prophesy over it. Father, we say thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. As we cast this offering, we decree in the mighty name of Jesus that 2022, we shall never lack in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's cast your offering.
Bring out those stones as you cast your offering. Hallelujah. As you cast the offering, bring out those stones. And after the offerings, please, I think you should empty the offering from the basket into somewhere. So we'll use the basket to gather those papers. Stand to your feet with those stones. Begin to speak in tongues. If your belt is not adjusted, adjust it well. This is a moment where we are going to decide destiny. Drop it down, down. So I won't match. No, pour it down so that I won't match on it. You put this scripture on the screen. Mark chapter 12 verse 10. I don't do what is not in the scripture, what I don't know of. I do what God directs me to do. Mark chapter 12 verse 10 says, and have ye not heard the scriptures? The stone which the builder rejected has become the head of a cornerstone. The stone which what? The builder rejected. When I was teaching, I said God used every physical thing has a spiritual illustration. So the stone that the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Say, anywhere man has rejected me in 2021.
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 I command a turnaround.
I command a turnaround.
And a total acceptance.
And a total acceptance.
Like the chief cornerstone.
Like the chief cornerstone.
In 2022. In Jesus' name. Begin to make it a prayer with aggression. Everywhere man has rejected me. Everywhere people has rejected me. I will become a chief cornerstone in 2022. I will become a chief cornerstone in 2022. I will become a chief cornerstone. In 2022, wherever people have rejected me, rejected the gospel, rejected my name, I will become a chief cornerstone here, in the family, in my house, in the society. I will become a chief cornerstone. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 2. Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when his disciples came up to him to point out the temple building to him. And he said to them, do you see these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down. Say, anywhere Satan
and his human agents
has built up resistance against my destiny in 2021.
Against my destiny in 2021.
Collapse now. No stone is permitted to be on top of the other.
No stone is permitted to be.
All of you collapse now.
All of you collapse.
As I enter 2022,
by
the fire of the Holy Ghost, begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Anywhere the enemy has built up resistance.
beginning. Collapse by fire. Anywhere, Satan has built up resistance against the church, against my life. Collapse by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28 says, do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set. Ancient boundary. When you go to villages, you see a block they mold in a corner and they write dates on top of it. Go another corner. Mold this meant to write the that is boundaries of the land. They don't move the ancient boundary. If you move the ancient boundary, you have stolen my land. Do you understand me? They use stone for boundaries. So if you move my own, I have stolen my boundary. So anyone who moved this 2021, they will pay for it. Are you hearing me? Now say this after me. Anyone who stole the land back. Anyone who stole the landmark blessing belonging to my generation. As you are praying this, see yourself in your village, see yourself in your father's compound. If they took it from your father, they will permit it to you.
Amen.
If they took it from your mother, they will permit it to you.
Amen.
Because we have left them. Now they will permit it before we see somebody here. Between now and 2nd and 3rd of January, you will hear a death of somebody close to you in the village. Don't even mourn the person. The person is very demonic. It's not more than two persons here. You will hear the death of somebody around. It has to do with your mother's relation. One is with your father's relation. The testimony will hear it. It has to do with a demonic person. As you pray this prayer, you will hear the manifestation. Are you hearing me now? Now say this prayer. Anyone who has stolen the landmark blessing belonging to my generation. Return it by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 6, verse 16 to 17 says, then the king gave orders, and Daniel was brought in the cast and cast into the lion's den. Then the king spoke and said to Daniel, your God whom you constantly serve, will him deliver you? Now he said this, a stone was brought and laid to cover the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet ring and the signet rings of his noble, so that nothing can be changed. Now they used the stone to cover Daniel's destiny. Did he die inside the lion's den? No, he came out. Now say, every demonic stone rolled by Satan.
Or human agents
to cover my destiny
from shining in 2021.
As I enter 2022, by 12 a.m. The person who wrote the stone and the ones who joined them, let the stone come upon you and let the angelic lions eat you up. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. As I enter into 2022, every stone that the devil wrote on my family, on Ungozi Mark's family, on Faith Mark's family, on Mark Miracle family, I decree on Egeru's family, let that stone be rolled away. Let the person who wrote the stone die. Let the person who wrote the stone fall in. Let the stone cover the person. By 12 a.m. Let that be the touch of whoever. Hold your cousin man down. Let that be the touch of whoever. Hold faith man down. Let that be the touch of whoever. Hold my miracle down. Hold PTC down. Reshotakata. Mandele Tokete. Reatakata. Mant
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Are you seeing something happening in the realm of the spirit? When you enter 2022, you are preparing the way. He said, prepare ye the way. You are preparing the way. Now we have another more prayer points. John chapter 11, verse 38, verse 44, 38 to 44 says, so Jesus, again, being deeply moved within, came to the tomb where they buried Lazarus. And a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, remove the stone. Somebody say, remove the stone.
Remove the stone.
Remove. Be conscious with the stone you are holding. Say, remove the stone.
Remove the stone.
Remove the stone.
Remove the stone.
Say, every stone.
Every stone.
Holding me down.
Holding me down.
To spiritual grave.
To spiritual grave.
Every stone.
Every stone.
Holding me down.
Holding me down.
To spiritual grave.
To spiritual grave.
If you don't know, some people are moving corpses. You think they are alive. They are moving. They have buried them long ago. So every stone.
Every stone.
Great man, come. God said I should hold you on the altar. Yes. Every stone, I should shake you on the altar. Say every stone.
Every stone.
Holding me down.
Holding me down.
Every stone.
Every stone.
Holding me down.
Holding me down.
To spiritual grave.
To spiritual grave.
And backwardness.
Backwardness.
As I cast the stone away today, I cast you out of my life.
I
cast you out of my life. Of Jesus. Second to the last prayer before we do the bonfire. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 49. After this one is the many one more. So pray this one with fire. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 49 says, then David put his hand in the bag and took a stone. What did he use to bring down Goliath? Just one stone. So when I take this stone from you, we are sending this stone into a mission. Do you hear me? We are sending it to hit Goliath. We are sending it ahead in 2022. We are kidnappers that are waiting. Before you get into 2022, the stone hit them here. Where the devil wants to steal your money, and before you get into 2022, the stone hit them here. Somebody will be saying, just how did this thing happen? Say, he uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Do you understand me? So I know what I'm doing. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 9. Then David put his hand into his bag and took his stone. So the stone came from his belonging. That's why they pick a stone from your compound. Anywhere you pick it from, it to answer. And he swung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead and it fell on the face of the earth. Say, every unfriendly giant.
Every unfriendly giant.
Every unfriendly friend.
Every unfriendly friend.
Every unfriendly neighbor.
Every unfriendly neighbor.
Every unfriendly relation.
Every unfriendly relation.
Standing against my family.
Standing against my
standing
family.
Against my life.
Standing against my
standing
life.
Against my business.
Standing against
standing against this church.
Standing against
this
church.
As I throw the stone away.
As I throw the stone away.
Let the stone hit your forehead.
Let the stone hit your forehead.
May begin to pray in the name of Jesus. As I throw the stone, let them fall, let them fall, let them fall, let them fall, let them fall. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
This is the final one we'll pray before I collect the stone from you. So pray this one hotter than you have prayed others. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 3 says, but on the first day of the week, say first day of the week, Jesus came out of the grave. At early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spice which they had prepared. And they found, they brought spice to go and rob the dead body. People waiting to come and see your dead body, they will come in vain.
Amen.
They want to anoint the dead body of Jesus. They didn't know that the stone had been rolled away since. Let them come. Say, New Year, let me go and greet her there. They will come. they will see you packing into a new place.
Amen.
They will come, they will see you packing into a new place.
Amen.
And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus. They will not find your body on hospital bed.
Amen.
They will not find your body in accidents.
Amen.
They will not find anyone around you in evil.
Amen.
Say, as I cast this stone away,
as I cast this stone
every
away,
spiritual and physical death,
every poverty, every sickness, every barrenness, every stagnancy,
everything that represents death,
represent
is cast away from my life. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Now put that stone into this basket. As you put the stone, get seated and bring out that list that we are going to burn in fire. Put the stone. As you are seated, Minister Clinton, please give it to him. Do it quickly. Take the new slip that was printed. Every new faces you see, I just give them the slip. We need their details as they sit down. As you put the stone, sit down. As you put the stone, bring it to the altar. Bring it to the altar. We'll put the slip inside and we burn everything together. Put the stone. As you put the stone, everybody come in. We have 40 minutes to enter 2021. This is the decisive moment now. Everybody put the stone. If you are outside, if there's space inside, please come inside now. You listen to this information, then you bring out your list. Priya, you're not a first timer. Just some of them that we don't have their detail. I have Priya's detail. Yes, I need his detail. The great woman by that side. Just give them, we'll get their details. Not everybody, just we have her details. Look at this wonderful great woman here. Beside you. Yes. Then this great man of God. Okay, believe. Just fill it out. Everything. Just fill everything. I need your detail to contact you after this in 2021. Now listen to this information before you bring out your list. How many of you have written down your list, the ones you want to burn? That's the last thing we do, and we declare the day open. Are you hearing me? Have you written the list now? You have written it, is ready. Now listen to this information as you get the list ready. There will be New Year's service tomorrow. Put your hands together for Jesus. Today is not New Year's service. Today you ended with God. What do? You begin with God. So tomorrow by 9 a.m., is everybody hearing? Is everybody hearing? 9 a.m., come. Wear your New Year clothes. Wear your New Year. I see most of my daughters, fine week. Those week now, 50,000 or 100,000 or they wear for head. So, now big people here today. So, when you come, are you hearing me now? How many of us is coming for New Year service? Come on, New Year service. Begin with God. 9 a.m., we are here. We close by 10:30. Just 1 hour, 30 minutes. We might not even get to 10:30. Then if you want to travel, you travel from there. Then after that, the first Sunday dynamic and miracle service holds by 8 a.m. Yes. If you see our billboard, we've changed our billboard. It's Sunday dynamic and miracle service. Come by 8 a.m. Then Wednesday live service. The first Wednesday live service is on this Wednesday. So if I don't see you here, come. Are you hearing me? The first live service. Come and experience what it is. Somebody say 21 days fasting. Say 21 days fasting. In case you've not eaten your chicken well, you've not eaten your rice well, you have Saturday, Sunday to eat it. Fasting starts on Monday and it ends on Zion. So we are just fasting. Are you put your hands together for Jesus? Who is ready for Zion? In Aga Zion. What God will do in Zion, let nobody remind you. Carry the whole of your family, come. Day one, day two, day three, be here on Zion. Don't miss any day. God will bless you in the name of Jesus. And after Zion, the Friday, 22nd of Friday, there will be water baptism. Put your hands together for Jesus. I see many of your faces here. You'll be baptized on that day. If you have not baptized, come. If you have been baptized before, you now carry You go carry another thing, remove the baptism. You'll be baptized and rededicated. Be baptized. Are you hearing me? After that Zion Friday, they start today morning, 10 a.m. If you know, I don't know whether where you are working anywhere, they won't give you a chance. Don't miss that opportunity. That is the opportunity you'll be baptized. Your baptism won't last more than 30 minutes. Just come with two clothes, change, will dip you in water, bring you out. You go to your business and start your work. Are you hearing me? God bless you. Now, how many of us have that list? Can you get me my own great woman? It's in the Bible. Are you ready for the list now? Are you tired of praying? We want to prepare us so that when we are entering, you know that you have entered. Before we pray for this list, the scripture declares that God is a consuming fire. Three of us. God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29 says, for our God is a consuming fire. Say, my God is a consuming fire. Therefore, everything I wrote down here, as I burned them, some people wrote full Bible, as I burned them, I burned them off my life. Numbers 11 verse 1 to 3. And when the people complained, it displeased God, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them. God uses fire to wrought judgment. He uses fire to judge. 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 10 says, and Elijah answered and said to the captains of the 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed the 50. Let me tell you this, fire is the sign of God's power. As we cast those lists on fire, this list, when you put them in fire, as the flame and smoke go up, your answer comes down. It's in the Bible. As the flame go up, the fire comes down. Look at the book of 2 Chronicles 7 verse 1. Let me open your eyes so that when this fire is burning outside, you know that as the flame is going up, the things are going up. God is sending your answer. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1 says, Elijah was... We are still in 2 Kings. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1 says, when Solomon finished praying, that is this prayer, fire descended from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. He said, fire consumed the sacrifice, consumed the prayer. As the flame goes up, the answer comes to your prayers in the name of Jesus. Physical characteristics of fire and their spiritual significance before we pray. One, fire has light. Two of us. If you light fire here, if it was dark, the place will be lightened up. Two of us. If fire has light, so the things that you cast, the things you have written, when you cast them into fire, light will shine in your path in 2022. Yes, these things you have written are darkness. You've written, I don't want death, I don't want poverty, I don't want singlehood. Those things are darkness. As you cast them into fire, the light from that fire will brighten your 2022. Two, light generates heat. Two of us. When they light up fire, now there will be heat here, two of us. So, as your list goes into the fire, and as you step into 2022, you will become too hot for the devil to toy with. I said you will become too hot for the devil to toy with. Number three, fire generates smoke. Two of us. When they light fire, you see smoke. So as you throw the list into the fire, just as fire generates smoke, men will see you generating news in 2022. They will see you generating good news and testimonies in 2022. Number four, fire combusts, fire burns. As you drop the list in the fire, everything you don't want in 2022, they will burn off your life. They will be burnt off. They will be burnt off. You have just 7 minutes to stand up. This, I burn you off. This, I reject you. This, I reject you. This, you will first reject them with your mouth. As you speak it and as we put them into this place and we cast them into fire, they will be off your life. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. The things you wrote and the ones on your mind, I reject this. I reject you. Make that prayer serious now. As I cast this into the fire, I reject this. I reject that. Reshokoto blesukete. Rato breto lekdo jati lagado jata. Ricochete mbro jata legede brosi kete ledozia. Rakata mbro jati kete legodo jita lazia. Rakata blosite legede broshanda lagada. Rikoto zoto blea kando le joteria. Rata kata blasukete legede brashan delegede.
Rikatayanalo ziketro shatalabo shatia. Rakatamblo zekete bla shatalagada. Likatayanalo zete. Rakatazatalagada bla shatalaga. Pray. Mantalagada lagada zikete legede. Rakatalagada la broshete legede. La sikete legede broshanda lagada. La sikete legede legede broshatia. Mandelo sekete broshatalagada. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Before we wrap up this prayer, don't touch, I'll pick it. How many of us are students here? You are in school, not that you enter, you are in school. Raise your hands up. 1, 2, 3. I'm not talking of primary school, put your hand down. Talking of uni. Are we up to 5? These pens have been in this Ark of Solution for close to a year. I want to give it to you to use it and write your final exams. I don't know how pens got into this place. I said, put prayer requests. But I found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pens. I want to give it to 5 students here. Use it to write exams. The way you will look for us, if that time we are not here, maybe we'll move to a bigger place. The way you will look for us for testimonies, you will not have carryover with these pens. I think we have 5 of us. So after ministers are carrying these things to go and burn, I'll give you the pen, and as they are coming in, we'll declare the year open and we go and enjoy our new year. Raise this paper up to heaven. All the papers, raise it up to heaven. Everybody on your feet, raise it up to heaven. Heavenly Father, the King of Glory, you directed us to do this. As this fire, as these papers are lifted up, as the flame goes up, let the answers come speedily. The negative things we have written on this paper, as we burn them off, they will not repeat in our lives. They will not see us in 2022. Let the opposite of the things we've written here, which are the good things, be the things that will locate us. As we cast this in the basket, and as the ministers take it up to set it ablaze outside, as the fire goes up, let the answers come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, ministers, make sure no one, no person's own, breeze carries it away. Are you hearing me? As you put it, press it down, take it outside, Minister Sam and Minister God's Power. Two of you. Tear off the face. Who is using our PGC stuff? Okay, this one was prayer request that 2020, we say we are going to burn them off. That's God knows why those ones are there. But the one you wrote negative things, if somebody's face is on it, it's wedding something, remove the people's wedding stuff. So that you don't burn people's wedding. The ones already in there that has names are the prayer requests I took from here, so they don't have any negative meaning. But praise. Two of you, please, at the center of the road, light the fire. Make sure all of them burns. Make sure breeze does not carry any dumb away. Somebody give us the praise just for 5 minutes before we declare the year open.
Oh, yeah, man, Jehovah, oh, yeah, man. The most excellent King is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellent King is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen.
Amen, hallelujah,
amen.
Jericho fell down flat. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. As the children of God, we are praising the Lord. The walls of Jericho fell down. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. As the children of God, we are praising the Lord. The walls of Jericho fell down. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. As the children of God, we are praising the Lord. The walls of Jericho fell down flat.
Are the minister, are the people burning outside? Are they done? Are you done? Is it burnt to ashes? Put your hands together for Jesus. Now come in. We are about to declare the year open. We are about to declare the year open. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Somebody may have entered in and say, why is there black something tied here? I am a pastor with prophetic tendencies. I use physical things to demonstrate the spiritual things. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, look at it. Everything I do is from the scripture. We prayed with the stone, you pray with the scripture. Because scripture has potency. When they come to testify, it's because we follow the scripture. Now the earth was formless. Is everybody seeing this? If your eyes can catch this, your 2022, whatever we declare now, it will happen. If your eyes can catch this. If they gave you a form to fill, please, let me shake your hands and take the forms when you are going. Are you hearing me? Don't take it back. Now the earth was formless and empty. Black symbolizes what? Formless and emptiness, no shape. For now, what we have for 2022, we don't know yet. It's formless. That means when we remove the black, we are saying, let there be. Do you understand me now? You follow it. As a thing is, as you speak, he says, what years that I say? I see an armored tree. It's what you see that God manifests for you. Me, I see victory. God always gives me victory. Darkness covered the surface of the water. Darkness symbolizes black. Water is life. Right up thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. So when this black goes out, your 2021 shall flow living waters. 2022 shall flow living waters. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the deep. Now, when we remove this, the Spirit of the Lord will hover over 2022 in the name of Jesus.
Amen!
Take me to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. Jabez did nothing wrong. He did nothing evil. We declare the year open. Then when it is 12, when we are sharing the stuffs, but once it's 12 p.m., you can do your New Year shouting, but now we declare the year open. Are you hearing me? Because as at that time, sharp 12, people are waiting with Ogbuni Goya. No cut and no manner of thing. You will not hear yourself. So let's hear ourselves now and declare the year open. So then, when they are shooting, we join them too. Jabez called out to the God of Israel. Just the same way you have called out to the God of Israel. Have you called out on God today? Now, if you go to 9, say, Jabez was an honorable man. No, leave it on 10, rather. If only you would bless me and extend my borders. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will not cause pain. And God granted his request. Put it on KJV. I don't know if he knows how to change it to KJV. This is HCSB. Jabez was an honorable man. He was born honorable. But something happened that at the end, his honor left him. But he called upon God just the same way we called upon God today. And Jabez called upon God. Change it to KJV. Yeah, thank you. And that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Okay, from 9:10 again. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez was one single man. Great man of God, just shift a bit. He was one single man. And God, he called on God. Look at me, I'm an honorable man. But look at the evil befalling me. Look at the evil befalling me. God said, I will answer your prayer. Jabez said, please enlarge my coast. The last line, what did he say? And God did what? Granted his request. So this year, I don't know where you have suffered. Last year I said, it is the year of takeover. Did we take over? God said, let there be light. And I decree prophetically, in your 2022, let there be light. As I pull up this darkness, anywhere Satan wanted to put darkness in your 2022, I roll it out. Anywhere Satan wanted to cause death, I remove it. As I remove this, 2022, beginning to the end, you will not see darkness. You will not see evil. In the name of Jesus, and I decree in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that 2022 shall be your year of divine enlargement in the name of Jesus. It shall be your year of divine enlargement. Say, it's my year of divine enlargement. It's my year of divine enlargement. Speak it, speak it, speak it. 2022 is my year of divine enlargement. It's my year of divine enlargement. It's my year of divine enlargement. It's my year of divine enlargement. 2022 is my year of divine enlargement. No darkness is permitted to cover my year. It's my year of divine enlargement. If God answered Jabez, God will answer me. If God answered Jabez, God will answer me. In Jesus' name we pray. In 2022, God will enlarge you. In 2022, God will enlarge your business.
In 2022, God will enlarge your family. Yes, yes. If God gave us takeover in 2021, 2022 you will be enlarged. Yes, yes. Your business will have branches. Yes, yes. Great things will happen. Yes, yes. Great things will happen. Yes, yes. Great things will happen. Yes, yes. Enlargement. Yes, yes. Enlargement. Yes, yes. Both those here and those online, I decree divine enlargement. Yes, yes. This year, God will enlarge you. Yes, yes. I speak over these stickers. Every door this sticker enters, the devil who dares to near that door collapse. Amen. The arrow who near that door will carry broom and sweep compound. I speak over this sticker. The paper, the jotter, the door, the gate, it is gone. Any devil that dares, except God did not call me, except the testimonies on these altars were fake. But if the testimonies were genuine, wherever these stickers are gone, I decree no evil near there in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. The cry of soul will not near there in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Just like God favored Jabez, wherever this sticker is gone, divine enlargement. Yes, yes. Every business where this sticker is gone, open door. Yes, yes. Where this sticker is gone, open door. Yes, yes. No death in such places. Yes, yes. The sticker we are meant to be sold 15 naira each, but God said I should give it free. If 50-50 naira, at least he will buy fuel for Jambo. God said, give it free. I decree 2022, free things will reach your hands. Amen. I'm doing it prophetically to open you up to free things. I decree you will receive free things. Amen. You will receive free favor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I decree that these calendars, the rooms that they are hanged, nobody dies in that room. Amen. The place that they are hanged, no evil happens there. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. These calendars are for numbering of time. They teach us to number our days that will give ourselves to knowledge and wisdom. As these calendars are there, you will be marking this date I got married, this date I had my children, this date I had my car, this date I had my school fees, this day I trained somebody, this day I opened up to this. As I spoke it, so shall it be in Jesus' name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. It is 12 a.m. Say Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Shake somebody, shake somebody! Shake somebody, shake somebody! Shake somebody, one. Blessing. Rasha Kata Blasa Elegade. Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
We believe you were blessed with today's episode of Pure Gospel Moment. For prayers, testimonies, or further inquiries, you can reach Mac Miracle on +234 812 328 8593. That is +234 812 328 8593. God bless you real good.